Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fred. This is the third part of his donation, and with all the insanity from a while back with regards to the Gabby Petito case, I wanted to see if I could figure out why groups like Black Lives Matter aren't letting a good crisis go to waste, and are saying that Lauren Chu and Daniel Robinson, two young people of color, are supposedly not getting the same amount of attention the Gabby case got, and somehow white people are racist, because they aren't sharing stories about missing people of color around, as much as they're sharing stories about missing white women. This has been going on for decades, and they want to know why. First of all, the media did actually share the cases of Chu and Robinson. I put links in the description to their stories, and both cases had teams of searchers and investigators. But the stories ran cold and people stopped caring, and moved on to something else. But with the Gabby Petito story for a couple of weeks, every day something new was happening. New video footage shared with trail cams, YouTuber videos, police body cams, spirit box videos, TikTok videos from people that remembered seeing them almost a month after she was murdered. In the case of Chu, all you have is a picture and a missing persons report. There's nothing there. No sightings, no hikers finding clues for a mystery. The thing was playing out like a well-scripted film in real time in front of us. This all comes down to demographics and advertising dollars. Regardless of what people are saying, the majority of Americans are still white. So if a white woman goes missing, then playing a story about her in the media will bring in more eyeballs and more advertising bucks. The leftist media can cry racism all they want, but they also depend on missing white woman syndrome. Women are addicted to drama. Advertisers are targeting white women as the top demographic that watches money, that has the most disposable income. They control 80-85% of household spending and purchase breakfast cereal after watching a news report about a serial killer. So apparently now, cancel culture comes for white women, but the mainstream media is clueless. Or are they? It's YouTubers and TikTokers that are coming forth with stories and video footage to solve the case. Chris Cuomo criticized the media for choosing to cover white women over those of color. I guess that just shows you that he probably just reads off a teleprompter script and doesn't have a say in the stories that they cover. Careful, Fredo. If you call out your employers and threaten their white woman demographic cash cow, they might just get you whacked and take your job away like they did with your brother. Looks like CNN has a case of hypocritical anchor syndrome that's biting the hand that feeds them. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays. Or I Get Around, where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the corporate media exploiting race and then claiming that they're also racist at the same time, clown world show. I've also noticed a trend in Hollywood recently which I like to refer to as missing white actor syndrome. I watched a couple of films this year where there were no white males or where the white males were written out and replaced by actors from other backgrounds. The first film is called Stowaway, about a mission to Mars where there are no white male characters in a film about space travel. There's an older white female commander, a weak Asian man that's physically too weak to get what needs to get done, a short young white woman that's physically more competent and stronger than everyone else, and finally a black man that they find on the spacecraft, but it's never explained how he got there. He's also physically weak. In the end, the weak white woman sacrifices her life to save everyone, and the men are seen as crying in the last scene hunched over. Complete simps. The other film is the G.I. Joe origin story, Snake Eyes. There are no main white male characters except the guy that killed the Asian Snake Eyes' father in the beginning. You still have Storm Shadow, who's Asian, and the Baroness and Scarlet, both women. It's hard to make G.I. Joe woke, so that's the best that Hollywood could do to screw up the film franchise. If anyone else has seen any missing white actor syndrome films, please let me know so I can pretty much track this cultural shift further. But getting back to missing white women. In Canada, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of Native women that go missing from Native lands every year, and no one seems to care. There was one case where someone named Robert Picton confessed to killing 49 prostitutes. Many of them went missing in British Columbia in the mid to late 90s. And no one seemed to care because they were sex workers and many of them Native. Not even the prostitutes could do anything and just told each other to stay away from the guy and his pig farm. Picton figured out what that mobster from the film Snatch figured out, which is to feed your victims to pigs, because pigs digest everything, including bones and teeth, and there's no evidence to get you on. The cops only found DNA from 6 victims. If social media and smartphones existed back then most of those women never would have been harmed. The reason the Gabby story was so irresistible to the media is because it was mostly people on social media that were doing the reporting. Videos about her got almost 1 billion views on TikTok. The mainstream media was just repackaging the work that others had done and are now claiming there's systemic racism in the media against women of color. They're using this situation to divide America for clicks and page views. Also, why are people obsessed with her? I think because she looks like an average girl that everyone knows. She's not hot, but we see police cam footage where she's upset and crying, and it triggers women's own group preference to protect her, as well as the men's desire to protect her too. The murder mystery was set in the backdrop of the beautiful red granite sandstones of Utah. There were mountains and the romantic lifestyle of living in a van. But in reality, Gabby was surrounded by beauty and traveling around in a bang bus with a beast. There is also the issue of neoteny. Gabby looks a lot younger in her videos and photos than she really is. We also have tons of drama between the couple fighting every time we see or hear them on camera. Unless it's that one YouTube video they put out where they were seemingly happier, projecting the illusion of happiness. Then there's also the dream of traveling the Southwest to in awesome places that most people can only imagine seeing one day. I've been to Bryce and Zion National Park. The Southwest is beautiful, and the last thing you're thinking of is living your dream with your lover, and then your lover killing you during it. Plus, it's a mystery that everyone wants to solve. When I first heard this story, it was pretty obvious to me and everyone else I spoke to that she was somewhere in a shallow grave, and he was still free, and that outraged a lot of people. That he was guilty and no one could do anything about it, because he had the Fifth Amendment to protect him, and how because of that many people get away with a crime if there's no evidence like a body. People were already primed for this story from watching things like the Missing 411 series. What are many people of color going to do to compete with strange disappearances in national parks? Create their own Missing 411 in the Hood series, where Bigfoot and Air Jordans is snatching up kids and taking them into Oscar the Grouch's trash can. As for the mysteries of other women that go missing, I don't really remember any getting the online exposure of this one. Lacey Peterson and JonBenet Ramsey got a lot of attention, but those stories were a long time ago, around the year 2000. I guess the question I have is, what makes people of color think that white folks will connect to stories about missing persons of color enough to search the internet and solve a crime? In the case of the Asian woman Lauren Xu, she said her intentions were to go into the wilderness and do self-harm on herself, and she was never seen from or heard from again. She went out into the desert in early July. She probably died due to heat exhaustion. There is no tantalizing story of a lover doing her in. In the case of Daniel Robinson, well, the first thing he has going against him was that he was a man. No one cares about men, regardless of skin color. Notice that it's called missing white woman syndrome, and not missing white people syndrome. As I mentioned earlier, it's more about missing white actress syndrome in Hollywood as of late, but if you look in the credits of most films, it's 95% plus males that make the movies. What I'd like to see is all those guys get replaced in the movie biz, and watch as every movie starts looking and sounding like The Room with Tommy Wiseau. Except instead of Tommy, we have Mike Tyson screaming out, "Lisa, you're tearing me apart." Then you have to take into consideration that most people in America see the ideal woman as white, because of all the media and culture combined, and so they want to find a woman from that background to begin with. Indian guys want a white girlfriend. Many black guys want a white girlfriend. Even black women, when they find a white boyfriend, act all nice and pleasant to be around, playing the role of the female chameleon, by acting all white. I can't wait to see the black version of Mr. Ballin making a video about Gabby and doing it in Ebonics. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm sure that most white suburban house moms aren't. The sad part is that America is heading in the same direction that South Africa is moving into, except maybe 50 or 100 years behind it. There's still a lot of time to turn things around and make everything better. As for the whole missing white woman syndrome, the idea, of course, is to make white women in that key demographic feel guilty for watching women that are like themselves, going missing, and instead start watching videos and content about minorities. It's not going to happen, but it's really about the demoralization and stirring up feelings of white guilt and defeatism after watching the whole Gabby story. That's how you destroy a culture, by making people feel guilty for being themselves. The solution, of course, is to get Black, Latin, and Native groups to build up their own social media followings and come together to help find people from their own community when they go missing. The longer the story stays in the news and on people's minds, the better chance for the truth to come out. Detectives are saying that if Gabby went missing 10 to 15 years ago, back when technology was basic and we didn't have smartphones, geo-tracking photos, and YouTubers everywhere in America, the odds of the disappearance being a cold case would have been a lot greater. That Daniel Robinson case where his car was found all smashed up in a remote location after the airbags had been popped 15 miles beforehand is interesting. He's never been found. But because it's in such a remote location and it didn't involve relationship drama and a female partner that we all know probably buried him out in the desert and is driving around in his Lexus, people want to hear a good story instead. And social media is making hunting for suspects and clues into a fun game that's leading people to get attention. And the Bethune family that released the video of Gabby's van has now gotten tens of thousands of subscribers, millions of views, and probably made around $15,000 to $20,000 from the channel if it was monetized. Forget about racism. If you make things about attention and greed, you will get the public to more easily share their stories and what they know, and it might be sexist criminals claiming that there are too many women out there in the interwebs looking as hard as they can to put them in prison. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fred for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed these three topics that I made for you. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Black Lives Matter is smashing the tragedy of a young murdered woman for their own political gain. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the social justice warriors complaining that the television networks are racist instead of just understanding that it's about advertising and that it's actually greed that keeps the faces of missing Asian and Black people off the television screen away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.